Quarantine has taught me that if you wake up early, there are actually enough hours in the day to get drunk, sober up, and then get drunk again. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to people that listen to The Perfect Pour. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Ah ha, ha. We are here, like we usually are. Talk about the beers and have some fun. We're just going to have some fun, guys. So get ready. Hope you like the fun. Because it's beer is fun. We're going to try and do that. Hang out with you. Listeners are going to call us. They're going to give us podcasts. They're going to give us questions. They're going to tell us what's going on in their beer world. And we're going to tell you what's going on with ours. Nick and Matt are in the Coastal Studios.
See, senor.
listeners of the tailgate got to hear a whole lot of testing. Turns out we're going to have one. Nick and the brothers are going to have to share a mic. So I hope they got tested before the show. Everything's cool with them.
They're distancing, don't worry.
They're trying to do their best. So if you're hearing why are there delayed reactions from the brothers? They're having to share a mic. So yeah. For the show, I've been tailgating. I went through a whole 16-ounce can of beer tailgating. This is how long we've been trying to get this going.
It hurts.
From donated to the show by Chef Chicago Beer, Tome. It's either Tome or Tome. From Half Acre, it's a hazy pale. It was a looking out for a beer for me. And look at Chef got it to the show. Look at Chef. What a good guy. It's a really nice hazy pale. I didn't think it was super hazy. But it's hazy enough. I guess it fell into the category of hazy, but I think it was one of those in-betweeners. But it's a nice beer. I enjoyed it. What are you guys drinking right now?
I got, this is supposed to be my show beer, but I got ahead of schedule. So
I'm
drinking my Zach's Treat Yourself chocolate stout with raspberries.
Oh.
Then I have Valley Haze, which I may or may not have spilled some of it on the table.
Oh, no. Well, there goes that cleaning deposit. All gone. So there you go. That's a little check-in. A couple of Fresno beers and a Chicago beer we got going on right now. And we're just hanging out, having a good old time, I guess. Matt, you have something to... Whoa! hey, Paul! Jesus!
Paul's getting all sorts of rammy today.
We're just gonna let it play out.
Not having a good day.
I'm using the Paul page for drops this week. So, oh my god! the perfectpourpod.com/Paul if you want to make your own perfect pour. And it kept playing there. Matt, what's going on?
As you may or may not know, the world is getting ready to open back up. And so that's where majority of my day's time and effort have been focused, because as now it's Friday, you should be able to go to your local tap room to drink beer without food.
Crazy. Crazy, man. Mm-hmm. You guys got... I know you're not physically there at the tavern right now, but have you guys got tables set up differently than you normally would, or What's happening down there?
It's mainly tables outside, but just like everything else, it'd be spaced a little bit more mm-hmm. than usual. But still be a tap room.
But it's the outside of the distancing and stuff, it's pretty much like everything's cool and like it was before?
Nope.
Not at all.
No open seating. You must be masked. You must be sat. You must, you know, when you're sitting at your table, you can have no mask, but any other place in the premise, you must have a mask on. No ins and outs. So.
Oh, no ins and outs. That's interesting. Like once you get up to leave, that's it. You're done. You have done establishing. You're done establishing.
They specifically say that, you know, they want to prevent mingling. And that you must show up with your whole party to be seated. You can't show up one at a time. So,
all right. Oh, that's like it's like serious restaurant rules when you show up and they're like, "Is your whole party here yet?" I'm like, "Oh no, they're coming. They'll be here. They're in the parking lot." I'm like, "Okay, well, you're gonna have to wait, sir." So now you've got the added thing of the tap room having to stop everyone and question.
Yeah, no, we're required to have a host. So,
oh wow, can I apply for that job? Tap room host?
Sure.
Sure. Your guys' video froze up on me, so I'm freaking out right now.
Your video froze up too.
Oh. At least the audio is going. So, yeah, you're all... Are you panicked? Are you concerned? Stressed?
No, it's about normal.
Yes, and then that's just normal. Are you guys going to plan on any music acts at all, or... Or are you just not worrying about that right now?
I don't think so, Tim.
All right. You're just happy enough to have people in your establishment drinking.
No, in the guidance, it specifically states that there, if there is entertainment, people must be able to hold a normal conversation. So unless your favorite... jazz guitar player in the background. That's about all you can do.
Hold normal conversation. So I guess these are like little add-ins there to prevent people from getting too crazy with their places.
Yeah, they wanted people to go out for meals, not for entertainment. And they're still pushing the whole anti-entertainment right now, but you know they're saying, "Well, you could at least hang out at a tap room or a bar." I guess.
I guess you guys gotta go. All right. Well, that's what's happening there. The Nick, do you have stuff? Have you noticed some things?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Just the only thing I've seen interesting, it's not very interesting. Modern Times and Alesmith are doing a collab right now. It's a juicy one.
Oh, juicy.
And
it's called Juicy.
Juicy.
Scotty
B. It's called I'm Driving.
I'm Driving.
It's called Cosmic Omnibus. It's an Indian pale ale with citrus zest.
Is that out right now?
I think it's out right now.
Okay. I think I saw that Marichal. That a crap ton of it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that was fast.
I believe it was. That was what. I might have been seeing a different Modern Times, but.
Well, then, I am right on time.
Right on time.
Breaking news. So, for breweries to open, do they still have to have a food truck? No food truck. They can just
Matt
open.
Says no.
He's shaking. Ba-dum-bum. It's 3 days. He says it's 3 days.
Phase four. Phase three.
He says, place your bets on three.
Place your bets. No more bets. No more bets. Roulette wheel spins around. Tick, 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 tick. Number three.
Winner.
So, yeah. That's what's going on. Yeah,
I still like drinking at home. I'm still a personal beer gardener.
Yeah.
If you're wondering.
Oh, yeah. So are you Nick or Matt going to head any place and sit down at a place, an establishment?
Now? No, I'm okay with the take it home deal.
You're
bye.
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 Enjoy. Oh, no. What if somebody says, oh, no, where are you going? You know, you see somebody, you know, Fresno can be a small beer community. Any beer place you go to, usually you're going to see somebody. And they're like, oh, wait, Nick, Matt, where are you going? Hey, come on, sit down. It's okay. You're like, nah, I'm good. See you later.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
go home.
Yeah, I'm just going to go home. For reasons.
There's a couple places I know they're going to do reservations, and I was kind of interested in that, but at the same time, I'm kind of just okay with drinking at home right now. Give it some more time to breathe.
Yeah, that's right. One day we're not going to have this excuse, so keep using it. Yeah. One day
I'd love to come out, but I just swept off my patio.
Yeah. I'm pretty ready.
For not using it.
Yeah, we're pretty ready for this whole thing. Yeah, I'm with you guys on this. I'm not ready to hang out inside. I've been looking at Southgate, and they've been letting people, seating people out. They've sort of done a makeshift beer garden. Before, the city of Oakhurst was not letting them have, before all this, when they Southgate wanted to have a patio, it's like the most needed a brewery to have a patio ever, because you just sit there and look at the mountains and the pine trees and just enjoy your beer. And it's just the most obvious place to have a patio, and it never has, because I guess either the city of Oakhurst or the owners of the shopping center or whatever have not permitted them to do so. But during this, now in our pandemic times, they've allowed them to sort of done a makeshift beer garden in the parking lot. And I'm benign that because it's the outdoor tables, and you know, you're at your own table, and it's Southgate, and we've been debating it. We haven't done it yet, but that's been the only thing where I'm like, I might do that. Outside of that, I'm just with you guys on just take out.
I have been seeing the blocking off of parking stalls for makeshift patio. I kind of dig that. I don't know if you guys have been to the Fig lately. Out of the Barrel sectioned off a couple stalls.
Yeah, I did see that.
Patio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in our prime patio season right now in Fresno.
Right. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to, because Out of the Barrel, I've gone to get takeout. I've, you know, done it at Tioga and Zach's, obviously. I've done it at Pine and Palm. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going there. If I'm going to be outdoors in my own group, by myself or my own group or something, I'm not really risking anything differently than if I was out there before. But then it's just like, the longer you stay somewhere, just the more likely it is you're going to start loosening your grip, and you're going to be like, yeah, whatever, man. You, before you know it, like at half hour, two beers in, you're just going to be like palling around and hugging everyone and putting your shoulder on everyone. I'm like, yeah, man, it's cool. Whatever, man. COVID.
How many triples into this are you?
Yeah. So it's just better I'm just going to pick up and go. I don't want, you know, I'm not going to open myself up to bad decisions. So
it's definitely something that's on their mind, is still keeping in mind that alcohol will, like you said, it'll take people's edge off to where they're like, oh, it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I should lick the table. It's okay. It's after three triples, you know.
I could see that. Just be like, you were fucking, watch this, just to make people, I'm like, I'll lick the table. Ha ha. And then before you know it, outbreak central. You know, because I got to make people laugh. And if I've got to get the COVID to make people laugh, then damn it, I'm going to do it.
The biggest thing that'll make a difference for me is if, you know, I go to some place and I continue to see them to do sanitization, that's more important than anything. If I continue to see them to do that, I might be like, okay, I'm fine with sitting down and stuff. That's the biggest worry of mine. They just kind of go, yeah, we used to wipe things down, but now we don't.
Yeah. During that whole thing, we wipe things down, but now governor says I don't need to worry about it anymore. But yeah, I'm looking at what they're doing. Don't think I'm not looking at what breweries and places are doing. And if I see employees with masks, if I see spraying, all that kind of stuff, I'm like, all right, these guys get it. But if it's some place that's like not doing anything and they're like, come on in, what does it matter? Then I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll be back next year, maybe. So. Oh, ew. Did you hear that? Oh, man, they got everywhere. My moleskin. I love gold. I just opened up a crowler. Trained ears would know. From Moxa Brewing. I believe Matt brought this. If it's not a Wazoo Corvette, I think Matt, because it's called Jovi. It's spelled slightly different, but it's Jovi.
That was a Wazoo, but saw the name and I was like, that has to go to Mikey.
So I got myself a personal crowler. Ah, shit. Now I spilled it on. Now the beer spilled onto Louie. Jovi's little buddy, little brother, Louie. I got Louie. Louie doesn't have a mic. You guys have one mic. I have one mic here. So,
great. So you're sharing with Louie?
Yeah, I'm sharing with Louie. Louie needs to say something. I'll let him take the mic. So this is a...
Does Louie have a mask?
He is not masked at all. Oh. He is going around not caring. He is barking... And the neighbor's dog's right through the fence. So whatever the neighbor's dog, whatever whatever Louie has, the neighbor's dog have now, because he's just been barking in their face. This Jovi is a West Coast IPA. And it's a good beer. Sorry, guys, you're not here to have this. And that's enough for the culture. How about what we got? Let's see if this Paul page can come through. You guys doing all right?
I'm checking in.
Checking in.
Heavyweight.
So make sure you had something on Untappd this week.
Yeah.
You're cramming. You're cramming for the test.
For my VidCon.
You're like, oh shit, there's a test this morning? Oh, I gotta read. You can get on the show. If you don't like what we do, you can make up your own version of the show and then we'll listen to it. 559-492-0542 is our voicemail line for the Dorktown Network. And you can leave a 3-minute voicemail. And let us know something, or you can record something on your phone, email it to us, 559-492. Oh, Jesus, I'm already messing up.
In a way, we make up our own show as it is. So there
right.
You go.
So you wouldn't be any different than us. You can email it to us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Record that file, send it. We'll play it. And let's see if we got some traditional voicemails this week. Oh, my gosh, we do not. So backing out of that situation quickly, let's go into the voicemails sent via email. And we'll start off with this person here that I bet will sound familiar.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm actually driving.
Yeah, good job, Scotty B.
Unbelievable, I am driving. Can you guess where I'm driving to?
Work.
That's no big deal, but I'm driving to the MGA in Clovis by the In-N-Out, Herndon and Clovis. So I want to see if they still have Reno AF.
Oh.
Like they did a few days ago.
Interesting.
It's like one of my faves. Just love that. Love that Reno AF.
Yeah.
Speaking of hoppy fermented beverages, so I'm doing a repeat of the hot pineapple apple hop. That's right, the pineapple milkshake IPA cider. And it's almost ready to go into the keg. And this time it is dry hopped with equal amounts of Nelson and Mosaic. I thought I had Galaxy, but I looked through all my hops and I have one, like about maybe 4 ounces of a hop bag that isn't marked. I didn't mark what it was.
Mystery.
Like I sealed the deal, and I forgot to put what kind of hop it was. I always put the type of hop and then the percentage of alpha acid all the time in a black marker. This had no markings on it whatsoever. It could be Galaxy, but I wasn't going to roll those dice, folks. It could have been something totally different than Galaxy that would have just threw it all off. So it's just half Nelson, half Mosaic. And then I added some Mexican vanilla to it, too. And it smells very vanilla-y.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
Vanilla and Mosaic?
So I'll try to get that to you as well. It's not as strong as the previous versions. It's only a little over 7%. The other ones were 9 and one was 10. But still. Still, 7.2 is still a good amount, okay?
Okay.
Be happy with that.
I'm happy.
Well, anyway, that's all I really had to say. Oh, yeah, I was on the Zoom the other day.
Go.
Yeah. I was Zooming. I didn't see Mikey. And I wasn't on there all that long.
I was on there,
but
dude.
It was good to see Chew and Kevin and Marie. Not to be confused with Donnie and Marie.
Zoom?
And Colin and Janine.
I was there, dude.
And others. That's right.
And many other cast of Perfect Four characters.
I'm driving!
Yeah, Scotty B! And all the other characters on the Friday Zooms. Perfect Four listener Zooms. Thanks, Scotty B. Thanks for that home brewing. If it wasn't for Scotty B, we'd barely get any home brewing talk here. Yeah, Friday night Zoom. I was there. I was there for a while, dude.
Nice.
Didn't see you guys.
No, I was drinking and eating.
that Friday night hangout in the
Calzones.
Front lawn. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia's?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, the Calzone. Did you walk over there and pick them up? Did you have them delivered?
Oh, no. We were walking. It's walking weather. Patio weather is also walking weather in Fresno.
Oh, good. Good. Good for you. Okay.
Hey, Perfect Pour Pod. It's Brian Wazoo Corvette. Ooh. Quick question. Phase 2 has happened. Places that can serve food are opening up. So, what was your first phase 2 draft beer? Or your post-COVID PC draft beer? Mine was Revision IPA. It was incredible. That's all. That's all I got, guys. You know, busy working, busy drinking. Taking this week off. Broadcast day will be my 44th birthday, so I decided to not work this week, and I've been doing a little fun with epoxy with my son, and learning how to do those fun things. So that's all. Cheers to everyone. Thanks for the Zoom meeting last week. That was awesome. That's all, guys. Take care. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Sacramento.
Metal.
Wow. Metal. Wazoo made a Zoom appearance?
Yeah, he did. He was very secretive looking, though. It was very dark. But yeah, I saw him. I was there. Saw him. I'm cool.
Saw it. I seen it.
The Revision is a nice, it's a nice beer, man. Can't beat it. Sacramento's got some good beer around.
Hey, guys. Ooh. Can you hear me?
Scotty B's back.
Not driving this time. So this is just a quick little update. Remember when I said I didn't have any Galaxy hops? Well, guess what I discovered when I was kegging that pineapple milkshake IPA cider? I already put the transferred it to the keg. As I'm putting it back into the fridge / freezer that I use as a kegerator, guess what is in the door? You know how they have shelves and doors and freezers and refrigerators, right?
I've heard of
Galaxy hops, an unopened pound. That's right. Boy, was my face red. Boy, did I feel foolish. I could have put a bunch of Galaxy in it, but I think it's still going to be super with Nelson and Mosaic. But hey, at least I found it, right? So next time,
thank God,
I got a bunch of Galaxy I could use too. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on the Galaxy hop situation. That's right, the Galaxy hop situation. I know you were concerned. Like, oh man, I hope Scotty finds that Galaxy.
He figures out what that hop
Galaxy.
Is.
He's gonna have to buy more Galaxy. What's happening with the Galaxy?
Right?
Right, I don't know. I know, but I just want you to know everything's okay. Found it. Anyway, love you guys. Keep up the great work. Sanger.
Thank God Scotty B found that Galaxy hops, man, because...
You should put it next to his keys next time so he doesn't lose.
Should have a spot. Everyone should have a spot for their keys, their wallet, and their hops.
And their Galaxy.
Galaxy hops, specifically. I'll look forward to that Mosaic and Nelson and the whatever is going to happen with those Galaxy hops.
He just needs to make a Galaxy Pale. I mean, just something that's out of this world. That's all he needs to do.
That's it. Out of this world. I got it. Because of Galaxy.
Are they saying stout?
What a late treat. You bring here with shout outs, homie. Who's the shout out this week? This week's shout out goes out to Mikey Say, aka Mikey Topor, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Tinder,
Snapchat.
And Blender, and Christian Mingo, and Farmers Social Media, whatever it's called. Shout out to you, Mikey. Why did I pick Mikey this week, Mikey?
Why?
Because I appreciate everything you've done for the community, not just with the Perfect Pour, homie, but with Darktown Network, flowing with
Dark
Famous.
Town.
Even though I don't live in Fresno, I listen to that just to hear your antics, homie. also, get off my podcast, the Harrison Ford Big Ups podcast, where you just big up fucking Harrison Ford. That's it. Who else, homie? What you do is amazing, homie. You take time away from the family and you're swimming and not your beers, because you really enjoy those with us. But you do a lot for the community, and you've been doing this since day one, homie. You're one of the oldest podcasters, not by age, I said, by seniority, homies. You've been doing it for a while, quite a while, dog. I think I've been listening to you guys for almost 4 years now, so that shows where you at, home. So shout outs to you, Mikey Say, aka Mikey Topor. This cerveza's for you. This shout outs for you. And just a quick little thing, not taking away from you, homie, but a quick mini little shout out to Mini Chu, my 18-year-old son Daniel, graduating this week from high school.
Cheers,
and he's moving
Daniel
on to the University of, he's going to UC Riverside, homie. He got accepted to the first college he wanted to go by, what is it? chemical engineering or biological engineering, one of the two, or maybe both, I'm not sure. He wants to get into the conservation of water for California. Who knew we were in a drought all the time, right? So it's a profession that would always be there. Love this kid, works hard. Just a mini shout out to him because it's his week, Mikey. But this shout out's for you, dog. Thank you for everything you've done, homie. Put your beers up, everybody. We're counting at three. We all say cheers. Shout out to Mikey. 1, 2, 3. Cheers, Mikey.
I did it. You
I was just waiting didn't hear for me. A Fontana or something. Oh, thank you, Chew. Very kind. Too kind. Big Chew is the Chew's son, though.
Did you say Mikey owes us money? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep. A lot of people can say that. Knock it off over there.
Yeah, we're social media. I'm distancing.
Good. Keep it up.
Better Lip Perfect Port, should you be here with a few things, homie. Drinking Los Angeles Ale Works, Scrapalicious, Juicy IPA. Is it New England or is it juicy or is it foggy? I don't know. I don't care. This beer is amazing. Tastes like peaches with a peppery back finish at the end of the throat. Very crushable. ABV is 7.5. That's why my tummy's warm. What else? Mikey, you told me to get a notebook. I tried to follow instructions. I didn't find a notebook in my area. I guess notebooks don't exist. But guess what I did find? The second best thing, a peachy folder, Holmes. What a lid. Yeah. I folded it in half, shoved some papers in there, put it in my back pocket, just like junior high. For you that don't know what junior high is middle school. I just found that shit out, man. Who knew junior high didn't exist anymore, eh? I think junior high sounds better than middle school. Anyways, who cares, right? What else?
Did you do a Van Halen logo on your peachy folder?
My peachy folder notebook. Oh, yeah. Get it. We had to get it on Friday. I joined it once and twice. The first time I joined it, I had a little scavenger hunt. I gave out some prizes. People found what I wanted. They showed me. And guess what? Those people were getting beers. Don't expect the beers this week. There's a budget. Okay, my kid's graduating, so there's money going towards that first. But after this week, you should start seeing some tracking numbers going out to some of you out there. For people that didn't show up, that's your fault. You can hit. They keep telling you to hit one of us up for the password to get in. As long as you're a community member, you're more than welcome to join. What else? I think there should be a system where you raise your hand to speak or something because there's a lot of people conversating and it's hard to get to speak with somebody. So I kind of try to, the second time I joined, I kind of try to create a discussion where, you know, someone asks somebody a question because it's hard to get through everybody. Word of advice, maybe we all mute each other. You put your hands up to speak or somehow. It gets a little hectic and people just sit around and just look at the monitor. And I would love to have a conversation with somebody, but it's hard to do that when other people are having conversations. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just polite. That's about it. Take some notes. Get your peachy folder. Get your notebook. Get your bedazzled note, whatever it's called. And I don't know. Come up with some way so we can all communicate him. That's about it. I'm a little buzzed. Maybe that's why I'm speaking out of turn. Maybe some people like it. Maybe some people don't. But I'm just saying. I don't like to speak over people. That's it. I would like to be polite. And I like what? To have
we never do that.
I would never do that.
This is Chew Your Beer. And for the people that won, I never haven't forgot. Shit's going out. Just give me some time. It's Chew Your Beer. I have to watch your peace out, eh?
Never forget.
Cheers, motherfuckers. This beer's good, eh?
Thanks, Chew. Chew is calling for more etiquette on the Friday night Zooms. Perfect Pour Zooms. So you guys stop talking.
But now we need a moderator.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Moderator. Thanks everyone for calling into the shop and giving us your content and all of that. You got beers. Wow, look at me. I chose the wrong one once again. Is there a beer to look out for? A coastal beer, maybe.
Still looking out for some liquid gravity. So,
oh,
maybe guys, maybe some Kilo Kilo. We'll see what happens.
Oh yeah, that's Kilo Kilo over there.
Yep, they those are breweries.
There's some breweries. I'm looking out for them. Well, I guess we'll see next week, or watch your Untappd feed. See if this was accomplished.
Next week, you got it.
All right. Nick, are you looking out for something?
This is a far, far away brewery, Peninsula. Cerveceria Peninsula. They make an imperial stout called Roast and Toast with coffee and sugar.
Is this in North America?
I don't know.
You don't know where it's at, but you're hoping somebody hears your call.
Where's the map? Maps, please. Linktree. I hate Linktrees. I don't care anymore.
Oh, now you're not looking out for it anymore.
Old man yells at clouds.
You're good? That's it.
That is all.
Yes. You're looking out for this beer. You don't know where it's at, but you like it.
I don't know where it's at. It's so far, far away.
Well, there might be a person listening that knows exactly what it is and is going to send it to our UPS store.
Yeah.
Oh, but the one I've been seeing for a couple weeks now, I'm still haven't seen it live in person, from Slice Beer Company. Doobie Snacks. It says Scooby Snacks. It's Doobie Snacks.
So it's weed flavored.
I guess. I'm sure it's dank and delicious.
It tastes like the weed.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's racy. Phoenix is our favorite Phoenix brewery. Well, one of them. Rinhouse Brewing. Former collaborator with Tioga Sequoia. They've been canning stuff, and they have one called Mercury Mine. It's for their fifth anniversary. They're 5 years old. Cheers to Rinhouse. It's a triple IPA. It's made with Arizona barley, and it's got galaxy, and it's dank. It's got flavors of dank grape, citrus resin, and deep tropical fruit.
I'm seeing a trend here. I think Mikey likes the weed.
apparently, in the beer form, that's for sure. I noticed that Green Cheek, Southern California, LA, Anaheim's Green Cheek is in on the California shipping now. So I might have to save up some money and take a look.
Giving up hope, and you're just going to buy it yourself.
Giving up hope that it's going to show up. The Fontana Gym doesn't travel up here as net right now, so I've got to find my own way. This week's Urban Roots is Internet Friends, and it's a collab with this is a group, I guess, in Sacramento Beer Enthusiasts group. And it's good. This is a label buy. It's got a cool label of like 8-bit characters, but like all little tiny screens of people, but they're in 8-bit form. So, I like the can, and that's all looking out for this week.
Cheese.
What? Oh, wait. What am I doing?
I'm glad Nick's paying attention.
Shut up, Paul. Jesus, Paul.
Oh, good thing we stopped Cheers so we could get to Cheers.
Wow. What a week.
Dry hop or die.
Did you dry hop or die?
Just in for Paul. Dry hop or die.
Matt, did you drink things this week?
So there's the old saying, Pete, and repeat. We're in a boat. That's been my drinking habits. I've been drinking a lot of Tioga Sequoia this past week.
Oh.
Everything from Valley Haze to Summer Vibes to General Sherman. I tried to drink a Golden Ale, but I forgot it, and it was rather warm outside, so I did not get to finish that beer.
You're like, nope, not worth trying to save that one.
I cracked open the beer and I was like, you know what? I haven't seen the sprinklers in the backyard work. And so that turned into 45 minutes of fixing that.
Oh, yeah, you went down a sprinkler rabbit hole. Have fun with that.
It was just the wiring at the valves. Okay. I took care of it.
Solenoid? Yeah. Just the wiring. Yeah, I don't think in 20 years I've had every single sprinkler working. I don't think that's the thing that happens, right?
Nope.
There's always something, a sprinkler not working correctly somewhere.
Well, how else are you going to go out on every Saturday morning to your front yard and utter the words, I ought to fix it?
Oh, man. Matt. Have you gotten one? I'm sure Nick has one at this point. Or you probably already have one. Have you gotten one of those tools where it's the red handle and it's got the grooves at the end and where you can screw out a broken
sprinkler? An extractor, pump. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, everyone's got a handle. You got to have an extractor, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing you should bring into a new house is like, got my extractor.
You haven't lived life till you broke off a half inch black threaded pipe and right at the base.
Nope. Good. So I'm not the only one that is constantly fixing sprinklers.
Yet another tool I'll use once in my life.
Sometimes I just worry, like people are just walking by and they're like, what's the football term? Is it punting? No.
Yeah.
Is that the, yeah. Okay.
That's a football term.
Feels like they're just punting my sprinklers into the yard.
Yeah. Yep. I get that. That's Bearded Brewer 87 on a tap.
Doesn't know sports. Thanks.
Sports ball. I've been enjoying this months and months of no sports ball.
Yay. I thought I saw people posting about MLB doing drafts.
Yes, the MLB draft has been going on this week. So that's been exciting for us baseball people.
I know a thing.
Yeah, good job. You at least noticed. The Nick 80 on Untap. Did you drink this week?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I had some more of that Ocularity from BottleLogic. Nice double IPA. Charisma check, also from Bottle Logic.
Oh, Bottle Logic week.
Yeah. I know the Out of the Barrel's been bringing them in. And they're one of the few non-haze makers right now, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. You like them clear. You like to keep it clear.
If you're picking up what I'm laying down. Mm-hmm. Air Hugs and Finger Guns from Zach's Brewing.
Okay, good beer.
and some Monterey Street Pale from Central Coast Brewing.
Another good beer. Well, that was the Nick 80. Let's see. Did I drink some beer this week? I feel like I did. I haven't been able to do it, Paul and Chef, taking time off.
Does not sound good.
Summer Vibes from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Had it.
Had it. Had it all week. That's what I did. Fresh. That's a seasonal, correct, Matt?
I was shaking my head, yes, but yes.
Seasonal lager from Tioga Sequoia. And I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Every June.
It's a good poolside beer. Urban Roots, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. That was a beer I had during the Zoom. Good Urban Roots beer. I think it's a Pride Week beer, or Pride Month beer, so... cheers to that. And or another Urban Roots, Traveler's Welcome. And the double IPA is very good. And then I had another one I didn't check in on tap. Oh my God. Second anniversary one from Urban Roots that now the name escapes me, but it was good as well. That's and then I had a Stone, the Tangerine. Whatever it is, Stone Tangerine that I've also noticing at it. It's very rare I don't untap something, but and then still remember.
Didn't happen.
If you don't untap, it didn't happen. So you can find me, Mikey Topor, or Dorktown on Untap. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick is the Nick 80. And that's time for the poll. Now it's for real. Blue Charles. Matt, do you have some cheers? God dang it. I keep forgetting I'm using the player on Paul Page. How about some Chocotazo? Yeah,
cheers out to Paul and to Chew, because Chocotazo and music. Why not?
Yeah. Been very helpful to the show.
Also cheers out to my Central Coast friends. And my other beer friends, it's about to get crazy. We're about to reinvent the world 3 months after everything shut down. So, to the day.
Right. The world will, the drinking world will be different now. Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
What? You drinking? I see an ice chest cooler rolling thing behind you. What's in there?
Wow.
What's in there?
Good eye. A couple of Pliny's are in there.
For real?
I think there's one more Zach. Yeah, for reals.
Oh, wow. Matt's mimicking reaching in there. First perspective.
A couple of bottles of champagne if you're interested.
Oh, okay. Was that mimosas, huh? You have some mimosas?
No.
What about my Coleman? Why are you talking about a Zigu, bro?
Oh, sorry, man. What about my Coleman? My Coleman's better. What kind of thickness you got in those eye chests, man? What kind of thickness? What kind of cores?
Yeah. Standard 2-inch walls.
All right.
Double insulated.
Yeah.
45-pound weight per caster.
Yeah, they're impressive looking. I mean, I wish the listener could see. They're both pretty large.
It's no Yeti.
No.
Oh,
Mike, nothing is.
Mikey, what's on the old Father's Day wish list this year?
There is a Yeti has been on there a while, but it's an expense. I mean, they're expensive.
It's an ongoing wish.
It's an ongoing. One of these tax returns we'll hook it up. But pretty big chest you got there. Pretty big chest you got there.
Thank you. Well, yes, it's hard to leave the house with a chest that big.
Yeah, I imagine. Cheers. Do you have some cheers, Nick? Is Matt?
Yeah,
Matt
cheers
checks out
to,
the specs.
He's specking it out for us. Cheers to the Garage Boys. Last weekend would have been my annual trip to Fontana for the drag races. And
that was talked about on the Zoom.
And so cheers to Ants and Mrs. Ants and Fontana Jim and Evil Circle and their friends. We usually have the Fontana Jim Invitational the night before, and then Sunday I'd go to the drag race car show.
Things have gotten real now. The Fontana Jim Invitational got canceled. So this is not something to be messed with. You got some reports on those chests there, Matt? You got some walls? I mean, what kind of wall thickness are we talking here?
So in my opinion, the Coleman's a better buy. The Igloo promises 85 cans. The Coleman promises 84 cans, but the Coleman does it in 50 cubic square feet or whatever they measure it in, and the Igloo's 62 or 68, so it seems like a less efficient space usage. They're both promising 5 calendar days to maintain ice, but the Coleman says at 90 degrees, so I don't know what temperature Igloo is going off of.
Oh, yeah. What do they calibrate at?
But mine's got more headroom. I could stack them double high.
Ooh. Do you think so? Wait, which one's got more cans, the Igloo or the Coleman?
Igloo by one can,
but
it has more storage area. So the Coleman's more efficient, if you will.
The Igloo people are just like, Coleman put this number out, and Igloo's like, we just got to get one more.
One higher.
This one goes to 11. Wow. I'm glad you guys brought coolers. It's good. I mean, one day we'll all three have
rolling coolers.
Yeah, we'll have matching coolers, and we'll look really cool, special going all around town with our coolers, with our rolling coolers.
Taking all our beer home because we don't want to be caught drinking in public.
Nope. Yep. We're like, see you later. Nope. Can't drink with you. So that's all your cheers, Nick.
That's my cheers.
All right. Cheers to our golden gods. Of course, we don't want to. We appreciate them very much. And patreon.com/perfectboar if you want to be a golden god. They're still out there. They're still hanging with us through all this. And we appreciate that. We appreciate the cash that keeps the show going. You guys, thank you for that. Cheers to Trent from Get Off My Podcast. He is, it's his birthday right now as we are speaking. So cheers to Trent and his birthday. Make sure to listen to Get Off My Podcast if you like Harrison Ford in any way, shape, or form. Cheers to, we have a new Apple Podcast review. Finally, it's been a little bit from XX the Rod XX.
He's probably reviewing the wrong podcast.
Yeah, I know, but we'll take it. We don't care. It's a 5-star, so we'll take it. Beer podcast pioneers like listening to good friends enjoy beer. Highly recommended. There you go. Solid Reco.
Are we a Reco?
Yeah, we're a Reco. Perfect Pour is a Reco. So thanks for that. And anyone else that wants to review or talk about the show, we're all about it. And we'll give you a cheers for that, for damn sure. And also a cheers to Core for Brewing. Cheers to I'm a pirate. I with I-E-Y-E. I am a pirate. And everybody that shares the show on their own social media and talks about us, gives us the word of mouth. It's the biggest thing that helps us, keeps us growing, keeps us strong like bull. And we appreciate the community, the Perfect Pour community out there, having fun, being good craft beer patrons. And just keeping us doing this every week. That's why we do it.
Absolutely. That's it. We do it for you.
We do it for you. PerfectPourPod.com is a website if you want to check that out. Any information you need to check out. I am about finished with my crowler from Moxa. Did you guys get any new beers during the show? I don't think you did, huh? Weak. Weak, man.
Weak sauce.
Weak sauce. Step up your Central Coasting. I mean, get it.
Oh, we would.
There better not be anything in those ice chests until you guys leave town with all the Silva Brewing in there.
We're going to rob Silva's and then get some 805s too on the way home.
No, you're not. Oh. You're not going to do that.
All the 805.
Just tell us we don't want 805. It just makes us want us more.
Damn it. I forbid you to get 805 in this house. You will not live...
Go get right now, bro.
No.
Go across the street.
No. You will not live under my roof with 805.
You need some 805 variants. Okay. 806 and 807.
Whoa. Now I'm interested. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Be good to each other, man. Be safe. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Check those dates.
Get off my bar.
Get off my table. Social distance, you son of a bitch. Got a mask on.